Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Hour number three of Overnight America, now past 10 o'clock. This close to the weekend. Partying. Yeah. You have to wait another hour for that one. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Producer Mike's giving me that face, that look. You know that look a kid would give his dad when he's embarrassing him? That's the look. Diane's calling in from Illinois. Hi, Diane.
Hello. I've been listening from day one on this impeachment, and the Democrats, I feel like, are doing everything wrong. They're not letting the Republicans even get anybody to testify. They have been trying to get him out of office since he's been in office. I called Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and told them they are a disgrace to our country and that they need to be homeless or out on the street or working like us American people because they don't need to be in office or be rich because they've done everything wrong from day one. They don't give anybody a chance to testify. They just want to get them out of there. That's just not right.
Wait, so you called their offices and you said, I hope you become homeless?
Yeah. I sure did.
That's a little much, Diane.
I don't care. I think they're a disgrace to our country. I feel like, you know, they don't want Trump in there. They want him out. They've been wanting him out since he got in office because he's an outsider, like the other guy said, and I will vote for Donald Trump again because he's done what he said. He's got the economy better than it's ever been. Nobody else has.
All right, Diane, I'm glad you called in. Was it difficult for you to get patched through to them to leave a message?
No, it wasn't.
Not at all. More people should do it then. All right, thank you, Diane. Good to hear from you.
All right, you too, sir. Have a good night.
You too.
Boom! Hot take!
Yeah, there was. That was a real hot take. Call up Nancy Pelosi's office and say, hope you become homeless. Oh, man. Wow, that's rough. I don't even think I could do that when I'm heated. I mean, there's opportunities that would seem right. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Kevin McCarthy, by the way. He was just like Nancy here. Listen to what Kevin McCarthy said.
I think Adam Schiff has lied numerous times. I do not think Adam Schiff is fit to be in this position of running the Intel Committee. And yes, I do believe Adam Schiff has spent his entire time in Congress since the president has been in trying to impeach him.
Yeah, I think so. There was that one representative I played yesterday, Representative Chris Stewart. And I just listen to how he started his testimony because it's true.
Thank you. To the witnesses, thank you. Time is precious, so I'm going to go very, very quickly. Welcome, I think, to year four of the ongoing impeachment of President Trump. I'm sorry that you have been dragged into this. I think the sign behind me says it very well. By the whistleblower's attorney, the coup has started and impeachment will follow.
Welcome to year four of the impeachment of Donald Trump. Ain't that the truth? I wasn't going to go a full night talking impeachment because we don't have to. We're getting really close to Thanksgiving. Today is the 14th of November. It's soon to be the 15th of November, which means it'll be less than 2 weeks until Turkey Day. Yes, you're only allowed to eat turkey. Don't try to shove any of that ham on your Thursday. You better be making a turkey. So I wanted to talk to you about something in a project I'm going to be working on. The program director here gave me a call and said, hey, can you put together a special for your show that night that we can air on Thanksgiving? And I said, yeah, I think I can do that. You know, I can do some interviews. I can talk to some people and ask them about what they're thankful for or maybe some Thanksgiving memories. Yesterday, we had that story at the very end of the show, and I wish I could remember the gentleman's name, who played football that morning, broke his jaw, and spent the whole day in the emergency room, and then he had to basically eat out of a straw for the next several weeks. No solid foods. Now, if you have a Thanksgiving different story you can share with us, I would love to hear it. And I want to use it for the radio special that I'm going to be putting together in a few weeks. Oh, it was James last night. James from Hazelwood. I'm going to have to get the audio from last night and use that in the special because that's the kind of thing I would like for you to tell me. Do you have any Thanksgiving stories? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. This will replay in 2 weeks. I'll play it on Thanksgiving night in place of this show. And you don't have to have a really, you know, oh, I broke my jaw story. You can give me a fun story, a family tradition for Thanksgiving. We can talk about some of your favorite memories. We can even talk about some things you're thankful for right now. And I want to be able to put all these calls together. We'll be able to preserve this in KMOX history. And if you would like to be a part of it, it would really help me out if you gave us a call tonight and it helps me put together this special. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
What are you thankful for? Or maybe you have a great Thanksgiving story you can share with me tonight. I'm putting together a special to air for this, you know, in place of this program on Thanksgiving night. And I definitely want to include your stories, and I want to make sure they're included. I'm going to be talking to people around the building, so members of the KMOX staff. I'll ask them some of their Thanksgiving traditions, their memories, funny things that have happened to them. And I want to be able to include listener interaction with that, too. So I hope you can call in now. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's go to Charlie first in Minnesota. Charlie, where you been?
I've been here. I just lost your signal.
Oh, it goes in and out, I guess, sometimes. Until, when you're in Minnesota.
Until last night.
Oh, okay.
Until last night, and then the lines was busy.
Oh, I see. Well, Charlie, do you have any Thanksgiving stories?
The only one I can think of is with my folks up in Alaska was the last Thanksgiving day I had.
You don't celebrate Thanksgiving?
No.
Huh. Why not?
Nope. Well, my folks are gone, and I live alone, so I just don't do the holidays no more like I used to.
Oh, I see. So you don't go and visit? You don't have any friends that invite you over, or you don't cook for yourself?
Nope.
Huh. Charlie. I'm hoping that you would want to go and, you know, maybe fellowship with someone else on Thanksgiving. Maybe that opportunity will come to you in the next 2 weeks.
Maybe, but for now, nothing.
You got snow up there right now?
Yeah, we just picked up within a week an inch.
Yeah, not a fan of that stuff. We finally got ours melted away here the last couple of days, so pretty much out.
Well, good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're checking in, Charlie. I'm glad you're doing all right. I'm glad you haven't hurt yourself yet.
Nope, we haven't started plowing yet.
Okay, please. Every time I check in, I want to make sure you haven't hurt yourself. Hey, good to hear from you, Charlie. Thank you so much for calling in. All the way from Rockford, Minnesota. Greg calling in. Hey, Greg.
Good evening, Mr. Wrecker.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any Thanksgiving traditions?
I actually started one.
Oh.
I lived out with the family in St. Peter's, and my mom and dad always invited the grandparents over, and the idea is sometimes they would go someplace else, but this one particular time had it all planned out, and Granny and Grandpa called and they said, we're not coming anymore. We're scared about the roads and everything. And I would have none of that. I told Mom, nope. I called them up. Now, you got to understand, my grandparents, very proud people from Hungary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I told them, I didn't ask them. I said, I'm picking you up. No. I said, I'm picking you up. I got my car, picked them up, and I started that tradition. And I did that with my other grandparents, too, that lived in Kirkwood.
Aww.
So I didn't mind. I became Greg's taxi, and I am so glad I did.
You drive people all over the place. You have your kid. You take to college.
Crazy.
Yeah. Now, you're always on the road, Greg. You must have a lot of miles on that car by now.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. That's a great tradition. I mean, that's really awesome. You know that meant the world to them.
Nowadays, they're both gone, both. And so my parents are gone now. And I didn't realize what I did then. And to tell you the truth, as the holidays come and everyone's gone, I am so glad I do what I did.
You know, that's the one thing a lot of people regret after the fact. They realize they had those opportunities they didn't take for whatever reason. And you recognized it. You were able to do it. And that's something the rest of your life you'll be happy you did. So thank you for sharing that.
You enjoy your family this holiday, sir.
Thank you. Have a great night. Oh, that's a great, 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 great story. Let's go to Nancy in St. Louis. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Ryan. Yeah, I told your producer I spent Thanksgiving one year with a bunch of dogs. What happened was I was up at the Seeing Eye getting my third guide dog over Thanksgiving. And so I was not able, obviously, to be at home with my family, my biological family, whatever you want to call it. But you know what? Family is where you find it. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people were virtual strangers. I mean, we got to know each other through class and all. Mm-hmm. But it was still a great Thanksgiving. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was just as much fun as if I had been with my other relatives.
Aww,
and
that's
we
great.
Had a bunch. And like I said, we had a bunch of dogs.
You said three dogs?
A bunch of them. Each
bunch
person
of them.
In the class had their guide dog by then.
Oh, how about
there's
that?
Probably about... Oh, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 people. I'm not sure how many.
You know, you can't give turkey to dogs. You know that, right?
Well, no, I don't know why. What do you mean? Why not?
I found this out the hard way. So I went to go visit the in-laws
you
with
don't give
my
them the
dog.
Bones, but...
Yeah, but I went, and so my wife and I, this is before we had our son, we went to go visit some friends while we were back in my wife's hometown, and we leave the dog with her parents, and we come back, and the dog's throwing up. Like, what's going on here? Mm. Oh, he said, I might have fed him too much turkey. Then I go online and find out you shouldn't be giving turkey to dogs anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's a little tip for anyone. Yeah, it's one of those things you should avoid giving to your dog this Thanksgiving. But
I don't have one anymore, but I'll remember that if I ever need to know it.
They're so thankful, aren't those dogs? Just happy to be around?
Yeah, they're wonderful. They're the best. That's what unconditional love is really all about, this dog.
Thank you, Nancy. Good to hear from you.
Sure, thanks.
Bye. Let's go to Big Al. Hi.
Yeah, you know who the dogs are thankful, because when you're on the radio, Frankie's eating every dang thing in the house.
Frankie is putting on extra pounds, it seems like.
Yeah, well, now that you know I lost my girl, Jeannie, Frankie says we need to go to your house.
Oh, so what are you doing for Thanksgiving this year?
I have nothing planned.
Is that
me
right?
And Frankie are going to sit alone and cry unless you invite us.
I'm going to Ohio, so I'm driving. We visit. That's like one of the times we actually go out of town to visit the families is one of the holidays.
Well, a friend of mine's in the car, and I told him about you, and I said, this guy is from Detroit, and I welcomed him to the town, and you're my dude, Rick. And I just want to tell you, just because it snows 2 inches and MoDOT don't drop ice has nothing to do with it. Rick, you're from Detroit, for the love of God. I sat for 2 hours serving beers on 70.
So it was terrible. It was so MoDOT. Terrible.
MoDOT. Hey, we were golfing yesterday at 63. It's going to 20. Do you think at any point in the proceedings it could possibly go to Atlanta Heights? I don't know.
Okay. Big Al, they said they did everything they could possibly do.
Yeah, they did. They go, we didn't anticipate that last bluster. Well, guess what? I didn't anticipate my first marriage, but here I am. So there. God bless it. Go to the net. Hey, MoDOT, I'll pay for the salt. Just for the love of God, drop it.
Oh, thank you, Big Al. Good to hear from you, man.
Hey, Frankie says he needs a cheese ball and don't give any turkey.
All right, good call.
I told my buddy, I go, when record comes on, Frankie sits in front of the guesting radio like the RCA does.
He knows what's up.
He's going to get something.
He just knows. It's like Pavlov's dog, man. That
love
bell's
you,
ringing.
Buddy.
Thanks.
I love you so much, man. You're a great American. Hey, Democrats. There's no quid pro whatever.
Thanks, Big Al. Bye. You don't know how many people message me and say they love Big Al. Drop the salt, Modot. Don is calling in too. Hi, Don.
Hi, this is Don.
Good to hear from you. Do you have any Thanksgiving stories?
Yes, I do. It actually happened just after Thanksgiving last year. I had a very interesting experience. On December 3 of last year, I was asked to sing for a senior citizens group and put together a quartet and went to a church over here in Illinois, just across the river from you. And during the third song, I started feeling very, very weak. There were four guys. I was holding the microphone. I thought I might not have the strength to maybe even hang the microphone back in its holder. I did. There was a bench about 20 feet away, still on the stage of this church. I walked over, sat down on the bench, and my heart stopped. I completely died.
Oh, wow.
Since I was on the stage, there was about 100 senior citizens there. It was a Christmas banquet, a real early one. And so since I was on stage, I was very visible when I slumped over. I was immediately surrounded by people. Our church, 2 weeks prior to that, had bought a defibrillator, and our staff had just had training on CPR.
Wow.
They jumped on me quick. They ripped off a shirt. I've teased them about ruining a $60 shirt since, but they ripped off a shirt. They zapped me, brought me back to life, put me in an ambulance, went to a hospital. I was there about a week, did two stents in a heart. I'm 77 years old, now 78 years old, but I'm very, very thankful for being alive for this Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to tell that story and also add that I believe that the prayers of about 100 Christmas dress senior citizens was probably as responsible for my being here today as I believe the CPR and the defibrillator machine was. So again, I'm very, very thankful to be alive. So every day is a new day.
Wow.
And so you asked for a thankful story.
And that's
it. Well, we'll have about 30 here at my house for Thanksgiving, like we always do. And so I will be able to tell that story to all my family and friends. They've probably heard it before, but since I'm so happy about the results of that story, I'll probably tell it again.
Isn't that just how God works? It's just if it was 2 weeks earlier, it would have been a different story. And everything fell into place.
That is true. If I had been any place other than right there, I might have not been close to a machine. I might have not have been close to, I could have been in my car just driving down the road, you know. I'll give you one other real brief thing. So 3 months later, I'm sitting in my own kitchen eating a chicken salad sandwich with cottage cheese and potato chips. And all of a sudden, I am overwhelmed with emotion, thinking I'm having a feast, a banquet. And then I realized that it was just a chicken salad sandwich. What I'm trying to tell you and anybody that might be listening is that every day is brighter.
Wow.
Since that day in December 3.
Oh, that's great, Don. I'm so glad you called in to share that. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Have a great
night.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Now that is inspirational. Thank you for that. I want to take some more of your calls. The phone number here is 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And if you have a Thanksgiving story, something that may happen to you or had happened to you, or maybe you're just thankful for something and you want to share that with the rest of the world to hear. We're listening. I'm going to use it for my Thanksgiving Day special, which is coming up in a few weeks. It airs on the night of Thanksgiving, and it'll be kind of neat if you contribute to the special and you can listen that night, and there you are. There's your story for you and your family to hear. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
So what are you thankful for? What are those Thanksgiving stories you can share with us? I'm going to be putting together a Thanksgiving Day special that'll air on KMOX. And I wanted to include your stories. I wanted you to be a part of it. So here's the number. It's 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. How about we go to Sandy, who's been waiting. Hi.
Hi. I'm thankful for true friends. My Thanksgiving story that still paints a smile within my heart is Phyllis. And through the years, she would invite me over to share Thanksgiving with her large, very beloved, awesome family. She passed away 2 years ago. But it's okay. She's going to have an amazing place in heaven when the Lord returns to take us all home. Anyway, I was asked over to help her because she wasn't physically able, you know, because she was in a weakened condition. So I'm like, sure, that's not a problem. So I went over and I was getting stuff ready and pulled the roaster out of the oven and got it on top of the stove. And I was just, when I took the lid off, I was dumbfounded. I had a bazillion thoughts going through my mind, and I just sort of looked at her and her husband, Bill, and then he sort of smiled, and she sort of smiled, and then they started laughing, so then I kind of relaxed, because I didn't know, but when I looked at the turkey, there was too many legs on the turkey.
Wait.
And what they had, no. I mean, my mind went to like a Simpsons episode, you know? But anyway, what they had done was the turkeys were small enough size where they cooked two turkeys in the one roaster together.
Oh, did they? The pair of turkeys.
So I didn't know. And just in closing, I just found this out the other day. I forgot to put the reference, but I believe it's President Lincoln when he got Thanksgiving started. But it's a quote that says, "Thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God, the beneficent creator and the ruler of the universe." So thank you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sandy. Oh, that's really nice. That's special that you wanted to share that moment and what Phyllis meant to you. That's awesome. I really like that. Arthur is calling in Ferguson. Hi.
Yes, how you doing, Ryan?
Doing good.
I just turned the big 7-0. I celebrate my birthday last Saturday at the Lions Club.
Mm-hmm.
And God is good all the time. I did the dog and I did the monkey. And I had 11 heart attacks and 9 strokes on my head to see another Thanksgiving this year.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 70 years old. I just turned 70 November the 3rd.
You've had some health issues?
Yes, I did.
Mm.
Yeah. I started having the heart attacks in 95 all the way up to now.
Wow. I was
sitting there watching the Pittsburgh and the Cardinals playing baseball, and I had a heart attack in my recliner. I've been to the hospital 25 times in ambulance.
Whoa. How many, when did that start for you?
In 1995.
Wow.
I worked downtown where you work not too far from you in the federal building with all the judges for 38
yeah.
years. I've been retired 23 years now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right around the corner from us.
Yeah, right down the street from you.
Do you have family?
I got 9 brothers and I got 8 sisters.
Whoa! That's so many
it's
kids.
A lot of me, Ryan.
So there's 18 of you?
Yes, it is.
Whoa!
They all still living.
Arthur, do they all live in St. Louis?
Some of them stay in St. Louis and some of them stay out of town.
Wow, Arthur, that is huge.
Yeah.
How do you even remember all of their names?
I'm the firstborn, that's why.
Okay, can you name them all right now, all 18 names, including yourself?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Larry, Anthony, Antonio, Victor, and Victoria. I got a set of twins, Anthony and Anthony, Antonio, Gwen and Greg. And Clarice, Marcia, and Janice.
I count six, 16, including you. So there's two more.
I make 18.
Yeah, there's two more. I don't think you said their name.
Daryl.
Okay, you got one more. Maybe I miscounted. I think that's probably what happened. My miscounted.
Got a good show. I listen to you every night.
Thank you, Arthur. And
yeah, you do an outstanding job.
Well, God love you, and I know that this year at Thanksgiving.
I listen to all your other Robin Holland and all of them.
Oh, is that right? For many years.
I like Jack Buck the best because every time he come up Market Street going to Union Station, he always buy me lunch when I come out the courthouse.
He would?
Yeah, he used to walk up Market Street, and I'd be coming down the steps from the courthouse going to lunch, and he'd say, here, go buy you some lunch.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man.
What a story.
He was nice, man.
How many years did that go on?
For about 10 or 15.
Wow, that's awesome.
And some of my other guys, we always go up to Union Station and have lunch.
Get it. Turkey sandwich from
nice
Jack.
I miss him dearly.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Arthur. Have a great night.
You have a nice and blessed one, Brian.
Thank you. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I worked down at the court building, and Jack Buck would buy him sandwiches for 10 years. Wow, what a cool story. And he is one of 18. One of 18. Honestly, I didn't even know it was possible for a mother to physically be able to birth 18 children, unless there's some that were, you know, adopted or whatnot. But, man, that's amazing to me, 18. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. If there is something that you're thankful for, or maybe you have a Thanksgiving story you would like to share, something I can include as part of this KMOX special I'm putting together on Thanksgiving night, I would like your voice to be on it. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. And I was looking for some of your Thanksgiving stories. What are some of those things that you can share with us? And I want to be able to replay this as part of the KMOX Thanksgiving Night Special. That would mean a lot if you would participate by calling us at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's go to JR, who's calling in. Hi, JR.
Hello.
Do you have a Thanksgiving story?
Yes, it took place back in 93. My brother was in the military, stationed overseas. Mm-hmm. And we got together to surprise my mother, or our mother, and she had no idea that he was coming home.
Oh, wow.
And I got off work. I was working second shift then. I drove straight over to St. Louis to Lambert to pick him up. Came back home, got home right after daylight, and he's a little bit shorter than me, and he was standing behind me, and I went and knocked on Mom and Dad's door, and Mom answered the door, and it was early enough in the morning that she was like, what's wrong, you know?
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
how moms are, mm-hmm. And I said, well, I did something that you said never do. He said, never pick up hitchhikers. And I picked somebody up.
What a surprise.
And my brother stepped out, and I just about had to catch her. At the time, he was stationed over in Europe and hadn't seen him in about 2 years, and thought that was a pretty good Thanksgiving that year.
How about that? How wild was it? How much chaos was it when they saw him?
That was one of the few times that I honestly seen my mother speechless.
Never a loss for words up until that moment.
Uh-huh, yes. Yep.
Oh, that's a great story, JR. What a surprise to keep. That must have been a hard surprise to keep.
Oh yeah, it was tough not, you know, saying anything, yep. But I thought, no, this is going to be a one-time deal. Uh-huh. So
too perfect. Thank you for sharing that, JR.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a great night. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And Dave's calling in from Illinois. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Do you have a Thanksgiving story?
I do. I want to say it's a great program.
Great. Thank you.
And I don't think people are, you know, asked to talk about this type of thing enough. Hmm. How thankful they are for what they have, yeah. Right? It's always negative. I want to make the comment that I'm a two-time cancer survivor, and I'm thankful for all the support I've had through the years, and on top of that, just life in general. So
wow.
If you think you're having a bad day, you need to step back and say, you know what? Life's good. That's my philosophy. Life's good.
When were you first diagnosed with cancer?
1993.
Okay, and what? How long did it take for you to become cancer-free the first time?
So I had stage 3 cancer the first time,
mm-hmm.
which was very devastating. I was 31 years old.
Wow.
And it did come back, but it wasn't the same cancer, so it wasn't like, you know, a reoccurring. It did reoccur, but it was colon yeah. cancer again, but again, it wasn't the same cancer, so.
Yeah, treatments changed
a lot.
That's
about 5 years ago.
I mean, yeah. There's been a lot of advancements in treatment since the early 90s.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And I went through stage 3 with the best treatment was awesome. It was 20 years later
mm-hmm.
when I went through it again, and it was the treatment they have now.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I'm just telling you.
So
I don't want this to be a negative story. What I'm trying to tell you is life's good, it's awesome. The treatment they have now for everybody, you're right.
Yeah, I don't want to make it negative, but I just get curious. When you were 31 years old and you were first diagnosed, did you have a family? Were you married at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Two kids.
Young kids, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very young.
And what a blessing that is to get a second chance at that. I mean, you look at those kids, whew, that's something.
Well, you aren't lying. I'll tell you what, I'll never forget being in the hospital room and my wife brought my two boys in and they got on the bed with me right after surgery and I was just scared to death that I would not see them grow up.
Mm.
And it was, I'm trying to think, probably 20 years later, yeah. I was diagnosed a second time, 20 years later. So I've seen my boys grow up
yeah.
to be very good men that are both married now, and I'm very proud of both of them. And the main thing is they both have good jobs, and I'm at ease that I did my job. But setting all that aside, I have a good diagnosis, so I'm good for another 20 years.
What a Thanksgiving blessing that is to look back at that.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for calling in and sharing that.
Yep.
Right.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Wow. You got some tears in my eyes hearing that. Kids come into the hospital bed. You look at them and think, what if I'm not here for them when they grow up? But here he is today calling in and telling his story. God love him. Trisha calling in. Hi.
Hi, good evening. I'm teary-eyed also from Dave.
I'm so glad he was here to tell that story.
Exactly. So I just wanted to share our family's tradition. Since I was a little girl, I'm 49 now, on Thanksgiving we write down on just little strips of paper what we're thankful for that year. And we put it in a blessings jar and we pass it around and everybody pulls one out, reads it out loud, and you have to guess, you know, whose blessing that was. And I was always guilty of writing too much, as I'll ramble on.
That's an interesting way to do it.
Yeah. but you could always tell whose it was because of what their year was like.
Yeah.
And just a special, special tradition. And my mom passed away, 16 months ago. Mm. And we were cleaning out her things. She had a box of every one of those.
A box of blessings?
Yeah, she saved them throughout the years.
Ah, oh, that tradition, do you still do it?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
So just so special. And, you know, good times and bad times. You know, the economy has a downturn. Mm-hmm. People have a hard year. People have great years. People have health problems.
Yeah.
You know, divorce, pregnancies, whatever it is. It's just, it tells a story.
Yeah.
Without writing a book.
That's something else, Tricia. I love that. You know, if Hallmark is listening right now, you know they're going to be writing the script up to get that out before Christmas. They're going to pump that one out.
Oh, well, I love it. But I wanted to share because I love listening to your show. I turn KMOX on at night and turn the TV off and just
I'm glad you did, Tricia.
You do, so.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right. Have a good night.
Wow. A box of blessings. Mom kept it after all those years. What an awesome tradition. Everyone writes down a blessing, they put it into a jar, and then you read them, and then you guess who wrote what. I love that so much. Get Hallmark on the line. We're pitching that to them right now. Trish, you're going to be getting $1 million for that beautiful idea for a Hallmark movie. At this point, they have a new movie for every night of Christmas, so I guess they'll have to wait until 2020 for that one, but still, they're going to be writing that script up as we speak. Coming up in the next and last hour of the radio program for the night, we could keep things open if there's something you wanted to bring up, something you wanted to talk about. Maybe we missed something from this week. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Update on the Missouri unicorn puppy. I love that one. Disney adding some trigger warnings, which is a little bit weird, but still, we got a couple of things we can go to in the Overnight America.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.